producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea to call me today or any day that you like. I got this kind of a strange email from somebody over the weekend about calling a number, and they said the new number will be ready soon. I think that must have been one of the local affiliates because our number hasn't changed. Do you know anything about that, Trevor?
I don't think anything's changed on our end.
I don't think so either. I think it must have been a local station. So send me more details. All right, 855-993-7569. The day in history is really kind of an interesting one, given the fact that it's an International Day of Peace. I wonder if people are laying down weapons today. One hopes. In 1776, part of New York City is burned shortly after being occupied by British forces. Not very peaceable. In 1780, Benedict Arnold gives the British the plans to West Point. Not very peaceable. In 1897, the Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus editorial is published in the New York Sun. Well, pretty peaceable. In 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit is published. Supposedly, I read someplace that was about fascism. I like the movies, but I was never. Are you a Hobbit fan?
I read all of them. I think Hobbit and the Three Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I mean, I like the movies, but I didn't. I wasn't. My ex was a fan of the. He liked all the books. I think they're more guy things than female things. There aren't really very many love stories in them. 1964, Malta gained independence from the UK. UK doesn't give things up easily, do they?
No, apparently not.
No. All right, in 1965, Gambia, the Maldives, and Singapore are admitted as members of the United Nations. We had to figure out where the Maldives were.
Turns out it's in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, the Indian Ocean. Yeah, off the coast of... They're sort of closer to Asia than Africa, but they're sort of... It apparently it's a string of 100 coral reefs. Coral atolls, I think. In 1971, Bahrain, Bhutan, and Qatar joined the UN. I remember I went... The Daily News... I think they still are in the same building. I actually did a column for them at one point. I was doing a column for them. And they have an atrium. They have a huge lobby with this huge globe of the world. It's done like in marble and malachite. And it's just beautiful. It's huge. It was probably, I would guess, what, maybe 12, 15 feet in diameter. And if you look at it, I think it was put together in like the 30s. Almost none of the names are accurate anymore. The Christian Science Monitor also had a big globe, and that was saw that in the 80s, and that wasn't very accurate anymore either. Then all of a sudden, you know, the names don't work anymore. They're collector's item, I guess. In 1977, a nuclear non-proliferation pact is signed by 15 countries, including the United States and the Soviet Union. So that's a good thing. In 1981, Belize is granted full independence from the UK. Again. In 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor was unanimously approved by the U.S. Senate as the first female Supreme Court justice. She was from Arizona, wasn't she? From Phoenix? I think one of my cousins knew her. In 1991, Armenia is granted independence from the Soviet Union. Soviet Union doesn't give up their colonies either very easily. In 2001, Deep Space One files within 2,200 kilometers of Comet Borelli. This is probably my favorite thing just because of the visuals in it. In 2003, Galileo mission is terminated by sending the probe into Jupiter's atmosphere where it's crushed by the pressure at the lower altitudes.
Cool.
I mean, I don't think it's a very nice way of ending a probe, do you? Just going, oh, come visit. You know, come, we'll have tea. Well, I've got... Do you remember there was a short film that was called Bambi Meets Godzilla?
What?
Did you ever see that?
Why is that ringing a bell?
Because it was I don't know how often they show it, but it was a short cartoon that had Bambi kind of gambling as far do-do-do-do-do-do-do with butterflies, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And all of a sudden, this paw, this huge paw with like a three fingers and a thumb comes out of nowhere and nails on the end of it and goes and just smashes Bambi to the ground, which is bad enough. And you're going, wah! And then they flex the knuckles. I must have seen that. I don't even know how old I was, but I have never forgotten that. Bambi Meets Godzilla.
Oh my gosh.
It was an alarming thing. Of course, I forget every time. I've seen Bambi probably literally 8 or 9 times, and I always forget that Bambi's mom buys the farm. Don't take your kids to see Bambi.
Oh, folks. Yeah.
All right, there we go. Yeah, did you remember that?
I forgot that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I always forget.
Yeah, it's super dark.
I always forget.
Some of those old Disney movies are pretty rough in some parts.
Well, it's really interesting because I was watching a Japanese anime over the weekend called A Letter to Momo, and I've probably seen you know maybe half a dozen of the Japanese anime, and in Japanese films, the dad dies. In American films, the mom dies. And I find that absolutely fascinating and the cultural difference because Lion King, the mom dies, but I guess does the dad die in Lion King as well?
No, the mom doesn't die.
Well, it's Hamlet. Yeah, no.
The dad does die.
But Dumbo and, Bambi.
I read an article recently that attributes that to Walt Disney he bought a house for his mom. And she ended up passing away due to carbon monoxide poisoning in the home.
Whoa.
So that's why they ended up losing their moms, which is sad.
Yeah, I remember reading 20, what was it called, 20 Famous Americans in, like, junior high school or something. Walt Disney was one of them. He grew up poor and did all his sketching in his garage. And the reason of Mickey Mouse is there was a mouse. So there you go. The UN this week is setting a goal of wiping out poverty and hunger in 15 years. Every year I go to the UN and do UN Day. They are some of the smartest, most optimistic people on the planet and idealistic. And it's really nice because, I mean, sometimes the people who are the most idealistic are kind of don't quite get the problem. You know, you feel like they're really nice, but a bit naive. And with the UN, these are really smart people. They're talking they're saying the goal is estimated to cost the world between $3.5 trillion and $5 trillion a year between 2016 and the end of 2030. They're saying it's really survival. We don't have another choice. We're expanding into our natural resources at a rate that's not sustainable. I don't want to think about the end game looks like in 15 years if we don't get this right. You know, I think there's more and more, and that's kind of what the man who saved the world was talking about of just plain survival. You know, that we have to think about things differently than we have been, or we're not going to be around. And it's getting more and more treacherous. Not only he was talking about nuclear, not even proliferation. He's saying we don't need to proliferate. There's already more around than can kill everybody over, you know, 1,000 times over. Talking about hunger. And the fact is when people feel that they have nothing in the system that will work for them, it's a very unstable situation. So 855-993-7569. It turns out, good news today, the Apple Watch heart rate monitor saved a Massachusetts teen's life. So there we go. We like stories like that. I actually looked at the, because my phone was glitchy, so I had to go into a Verizon store and looked at the watch. I don't quite get the watch, to be quite honest, but then I don't wear a watch. So I suppose it doesn't make much difference. All right, we come back to talk about the worst news story you've ever read just because. We keep talking about positive things. Just let it out. We'll just talk about it. All right. 855-993-7569. Unless I get a call from you first, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, cherubs, do not call me the last 2 minutes unless you want a homework assignment of an hour, all right? 855-993-7569. All right, because we try so hard to be upbeat and positive and put up, you know, stories, which other people are picking up. Someone will call up and ask me about one of our good stories of the day. But we thought, all right, we'll just let it hang out. And what's the worst news story you've ever read? Do you have a nomination for that, Trevor? Because you have to look at the news every day.
Yeah, I really do look at the news pretty much every day. And I hear a lot of stuff. But it, I don't know. I can't think of anything specific. But anytime I hear, like, the U.S. education system is like 50th in a list of 50 countries, it always kind of makes me feel down. Or, like, environmental news.
Yeah, truly, truly. I'm trying to think if this was the... If this was the story. Maybe not. I was thinking it was Carol Doda, but it was topless dancer beheaded or something like that, which was
Holy
a true story in San Francisco. Yeah, it was it was a headline to the paper, and that wasn't. I mean, that was a horrible story, but it was a horrible deadline. And I thought it was Carol Doda, but it's not. I think she's still alive. She was born in 1937, and she's still alive. She was the first topless dancer at the Condor Club. She then enhanced her bust from a 34 to a 44 through silicone injections. Her breasts became known as Doda's Twin 44s and the new Twin Peaks of San Francisco. I think I met her. I think that's why I remembered her. But she's not the one I was thinking about. Because this person was actually killed. But it was just such a gory headline. But, I mean, we could do headlines, but I thought you guys really, the worst news story. All right, so let's hear the news stories, because we've got a lot of people who commented on it.
Mm-hmm. Eddie says that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will actually play again next week. Okay. I don't get it.
Apparently they must have lost dreadfully.
Hmm.
That's all I can figure from that. Okay, let's hear what else.
Tracy says, and that doesn't make any sense. Lately, or in the last few years, when Robin Williams died, I can't really think of anything that stands out as much as that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My brother lives in San Francisco now, and I used to live there as well. And although the first time I interviewed Robin Williams was actually in Boston, and then when I was in San Francisco, I hung out with him a little bit. And this was the stand-up comedians festival in San Francisco this weekend, and Will Durst was there, and everybody misses Robin. Although I don't remember him doing. I mean, he would pop in every once in a while, and he would do stand-up every once in a while just to keep keep his hand in. But and I remember seeing Will Durst once, someplace other than San Francisco, or maybe it was when I was back. And he said, when you get back into the zip code of San Francisco, you feel sort of like you can take a deep breath. San Francisco's a great city for stand-up, as is Boston, as is New York. Okay, keep going.
Okay, Frankie says, too many to write, seems all news is bad these days.
That's not helpful.
No.
Come on.
All news isn't bad, really. I mean, I think we are able to find, I mean, even though, like I said, education and the environment are always kind of ones where you find
rough ones. Well, there's kind of a Nikki story today, which is, let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Well, all right, so Trevor's good news story was perfect retirement party for ship's rodent control officer, Eric the Red, which is obviously a cat. That's kind of cute.
That was a little bit of a kind of soft story.
Yeah, no poverty, hunger in 15 years. That's a good news story.
That's a good story.
Reptile relative was among the first animals to walk on upright legs. My ex. nearly half of U.S. population make annual flu vaccination routine. Do you get the flu shot?
Nah, I don't know enough about it.
Probably a good idea. I got it the first time during right after 9/11, because that way I figured if I got the flu shot and I got sick, we could figure it was anthrax to treat a little bit more seriously. That was actually true. And every once in a while, the radio station I worked for would do them, and they would just grab me and do it. And now I sort of do it fairly routinely, because somebody's always kind of saying, okay, go get your flu shot. So I do. We already did the Apple Watch heart rate monitor saves teen lives. Here's a terrible story. Finally, we finally got a terrible story. Awful tourists turned away nesting sea turtles in Costa Rica.
That is a terrible story.
It is. I mean, and some Yahoo put these turtles are just coming to lay their eggs, and some Yahoo put their kids on the turtles' back.
Can people just not go to a country and not be the most obnoxious?
Well, but tell them your little revelation, Trevor.
Well,
okay, come on.
I think that, you know,
admit
tourists are obnoxious. And when I've been tourists, and I remember being in Berlin as a 17-year-old exchange student and talking loudly on the subway, thinking that very few people could understand me, not realizing that a lot of Germans do speak English. Not that I ever said anything stupid or confronted, but I just, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's a thing.
I think you're right. When you're in a foreign country, you assume that no one, first of all, most people don't bother, although you spoke German, right?
Yeah.
Most people don't bother to speak the language. But my famous mess up in, I went to Oktoberfest one year, and I was sitting with a bunch of Germans, and I can speak almost no German. I can say, what kind of girl do you think I am, in like 18 languages, but that's about it. And
you
so, very. And the cops walked in, and so I'm showing off, and I'm saying, oh, Geheimdienstpolizei, which I thought meant the cops, and it doesn't. It means Gestapo. So that kind of calmed things down a lot. So I suppose I would be viewed as an obnoxious tourist, although I was trying really hard to kind of fit in, but not succeeding in the least.
So at least you're well-intentioned.
Well-intentioned,
these
but incredibly
turtle
stupid.
Riding people were clearly not well-intentioned.
Yeah, they were not well-intentioned. All right, keep going.
All right, let's see. Robert says, does watching it on TV count? Well, of course, 9/11, but before that, I was at work when I heard about the Space Shuttle Challenger blowing up.
Yeah.
And that would be a sad one.
There have been a lot of really awful stories, haven't there? Okay, I just read a book about 9/11, which was, I saw the movie with Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock called Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close was the name. I was trying to remember the second adverb. And the book is actually much better than the movie. It's a very alarming and sad, but good, very well-written book. Okay, what else?
All right. Susie says a woman in Detroit killed her two kids and put them in a freezer for a year. Wow.
Yeah, this woman in Boston where they identified baby Doe. I mean, the stories. I mean, if you look at human behavior as reflected in the news, I think you give up all hope for humanity that and have done a long time ago. So I think part of it is you have to look beyond the headlines, either that or not look at the headlines. Keep going. Or not.
Right. Yeah.
855-993-7569. You got something you want to talk about? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Maybe we should have put out silliest or stupidest or most nauseating. Maybe worst wasn't definitive enough. Well, next time we'll know. Silliest? I don't know if silly. I mean, there was a story last week that says the United States gets a D grade in science. That was a little alarming. That's how Sputnik started, is that we were so far behind. Well, they put up a Sputnik, and we didn't know what we were doing. So I'm surprised, though, that we're not doing well in science, because there's so much information on the Internet, and there's so much kind of cool stuff going on. You know, we understand the cell much better. We understand microbiology much better. At any rate. All right, the worst news story. Let's keep going and entertain ourselves with terrible news stories that we've survived.
Really. Okay, this one comes from Dale, who says, the few that have really turned my stomach are the reports a few months ago of ISIS barbarians throwing suspected gay men off of building rooftops and then stoning them after they somehow survived. Brutality and humanity at its worst.
Yeah, there was a... Well, I'm not sure. Well, there's a story of one of my colleagues sort of precipitated about somebody, a father, finding out his son was gay. I think maybe his son actually confessed to him, and he not only murdered him, but chopped him up and put him in a freezer. And one of my colleagues saying that that gay was the devil's work.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
This may not have been the world's smartest
thing. Yeah, this is really kind of a downer.
Let's go through them fast.
Get this out of here. Francine said the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Still amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because that's a worldwide story as well. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. Linda says child abuse, animal abuse.
Right. Let's go through these really fast because you're right. This was not my best idea.
Yeah. It's hard to get a lot of that bad news.
We got a lot of responses to it.
What do they call that, like a negativity bias? Kind of a human psychological bias towards negative experiences?
Well, though we tend to remember negative more than positive. It's my Joan Rivers sort of school of life story, which is, we were colleagues for years, and we're talking at one point about fan mail and email, and she shared my perspective that if you get 100 emails that... Or you get 100 emails and 99 suggest that you're terrific and one says you're a terrible human being, the only one you remember is the one that says you're a terrible human being. And we all tend to do that, which is too bad. I mean, it's a mistake. We should opt to do the other.
Truly. All right, Nancy says, 9/11, just hard to compute it all when it happened. Can't imagine the passengers on the planes, the sheer panic before they crashed, and those in the buildings.
Yep.
Mark says, mother drowns her 4 children.
I remember that story. Yeah. There's something about, and it's almost always moms, isn't it? And quite often moms' boyfriends. But you never hear about dads sort of doing terrible things to kids. I guess they just leave. Moms may feel more stuck.
Mm.
It's an interesting phenomenon. Maybe we'll have to look at that at some point. Maybe not today, but we'll have to look at it at some point.
Yeah, not today. I don't think we can handle it.
No, I can't do it anymore. I plan to go set my hair on fire.
Yeah. Darlene says, all the stories where a child has been tortured at the hands of an adult before they died, a little bit of my spirit dies with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Maxwell says, when those 3 girls were found in Ohio in that horrible house with that monster, and today on Dr. Phil, the girl who was attached and baby taken from her in the most brutal and horrific way.
Well, but that was a story that had sort of a happy ending, wasn't it? That the kids escaped. Maybe we're not talking about the same story, that one of the little girls who'd been held a captive there for a long time escaped. And the real question is, what was the long-term effects going to be a couple of years ago?
All right. Becky says, my dad's obituary.
Aw.
That is sad.
Yeah. Do you know people have to write the obituaries? Unless you're famous. I actually have a friend who works for, works for people.com. And so he's always, is it called the drowning pool? They have bets on who's going to be the next one, the people who write obituaries. But for famous people, they're usually written and updated. But for everybody else, apparently you have to call them in. The only reason I know is because one of my neighbors, during the AIDS crisis, one of them died, and the other one had, I was over sort of holding it wasn't his husband at the time because there wasn't gay marriage, he was holding his hand, and someone called and said, well, we have to do the obituary. And obviously somebody's got to do it. It just never occurred to me that the family does the obituary.
Yeah.
One of those things I'm supposed to think about, if you want to make sure what someone says about you, I suppose you could write your own and update it every once in a while.
That's true.
Maybe we could write that, except, how would you like, what would you like to have the headline of your obituary to be? Would that be positive or negative? I don't want to do any more negative for a while. That'd be pretty positive.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, keep going.
Mike says, one in Detroit in the 6 o'clock news, a lady who had a baby and claimed the baby was too ugly to be hers and must have been switched with another baby in the hospital did a DNA test and it was hers about 12 to 15 years ago.
That's really mean, isn't it?
That's super mean.
That you just want to have that child sort of put into foster care or something to have a chance.
Yeah, no kidding.
Although pretty babies quite often don't necessarily turn out to be beautiful children and vice versa.
Right.
Too ugly to be theirs. So much for maternal feelings.
Yeah, really. All right, Amy says...
Why do you have to do DNA? Oh, she said they switched them. I was going to say, you don't
yeah,
need to
right.
do DNA on the mother. We know where the baby came from.
Right.
Hello? Keep going.
Okay. Amy says, I can't pick just one. Every day the news is depressing, full of murders, violence, missing person, and Canada bashing. I only listen for the weather.
Canada bashing? Oh, she's going to love one of our It's Broken, Let's Fix It.
Yeah. Okay, she says, I only listen for the weather, which in itself is only good news about 2 months out of the year. I live in Minnesota.
Well, you guys, it's fall. So let's see. Presumably September and October, okay, right? And probably April and May.
It's been raining a lot, so it kind of ruins fall.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sorry. All right.
Minnesota is not for the faint of heart.
I was projecting. Yeah. Not for the faint of heart, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
Lucille says, this question, life is short, let's focus on the positive. By the way, I am a big fan, not just of this question. Or just not
I,
of this
I tend
question.
To agree. I think I've learned the hard way.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Let's see. Richard says, animal neglect and severe abuse.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. All right, what else?
Marianne says, every time a mother kills her children, drown, crash, shooting, why didn't she give them to me, public health social worker? Did anyone notice there was something off in the family? Those kiddos haunt me.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's, that we need to be more aware of each other in some ways than I think we are. You know, just sort of reaching out. I think schools have gotten better at it. I think everybody's gotten better at it. It used to be that we felt it was private or something. I'm not even sure what we thought. It was whatever it was we were thinking was wrong. But I think that people have gotten hopefully better about it. I'd like to think so.
Yep.
All right, what else?
Sue Ellen.
Right, I promise not to do this ever again.
Yeah, no kidding. Sue Ellen says, there are too many, but if I had to choose one, it would be the three girls who were held captive in Cleveland for so many years. I can't even fathom how they survived such brutality for so long.
But they got away, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So here's the deal. I've now learned, do not have a discussion about who's messier, men or women, in terms of bathrooms, because that one, I'll never do that one again, and I've just learned never to do awful headlines again.
Yep.
Right. What else have I... All right, so
we only got a few left, so we're almost at the end. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
Matt says, seeing my father's obituary in last week's newspaper, we were guests on your show in January of 2000.
Oh well, I mean, I'm glad you came, and I'm glad you shared a little bit of his life with me, and condolences. Okay. What else? We've got the vernal equinox this week, don't we? I think on Wednesday is the vernal equinox.
I think so.
That'll be all right.
So.
I think even if we have, see if there are any of these that are even faintly reassuring, and then I promise never to do it again, folks. I promise. If nothing else, make sure you understand how positive the program usually is, right? Never going to do it again. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I've learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. Never to do that question again. I'm trying to remember exactly what story. I think there was some stupid story about, I don't even remember what it was, that I just thought it was the worst story I'd ever seen. It was kind of like that somebody threw up. I don't even remember it, but it wasn't political. It wasn't people dying. It wasn't people. It was kind of nauseating more than anything else. But I've certainly learned my lesson. Never going to do that again. But and maybe the word was the worst story. Maybe that was the way. I don't know exactly. I'll now have to go back and find it. But there was a story that just it was so. You don't remember it either. I can tell, Trev. But it was some. It was just. It was disgusting. It wasn't violent. It wasn't. It wasn't political. It was just. It was sort of dumb, stupid, like nauseating. But all right. So in interest of the fact that I spend a lot of time telling you about stories where they have a seductive headline that's completely misleading, like that Mark Zuckerberg was going to talk about putting dislike on Facebook. And he never was. If you read the article, that was never going to be the case. What he wanted was to have something other than like. So if someone put up, you know, my cat died, that you didn't have to put up like, because that doesn't really make any sense in that context. And I suggested something like, I'm with you, or I don't understand, or something like that. So, but they were, he was never going to put up dislike, even though that's what the headline said. Headline was wrong. So Trev, in the interest of maybe anticipating the fact of what a disastrous discussion this is going to be today, you didn't hit me off at the pass, Trev, was he put up, he thought, oh, just let her wander into the propeller blade by herself. All right. So so what we're doing is Trev found an article which said, the article says, which is misleading, I think, in and of itself, 6 easy ways to tell if that viral story is a hoax. And I read it, and I don't think that's very easy. So the first thing they're saying is to check it out and see when it happened the first time. And apparently there's a story that that they reprinted that was actually done 3 years ago that was fake at the time, that showed ISIS flag among refugees in Germany fighting the police, and it had nothing to do with that. It was a bunch of years ago and had nothing to do with that. And then when people tried to disavow it, it got ignored. The idea being the Joan Rivers School of Life, that people are more likely to believe negative than positive. And the idea being that they're saying that there should be digital verification. I've told my story, which is well before this kind of thing was going on, where when I was in San Francisco and we would do rip and read, basically. You'd go down to the provider and just pull out the news stories and do them on the hour. Because I was working from 9 to midnight. And we carried sort of local news. And one of the nights I went down, and the story said that there was a fire, and there was a 5-alarm fire, and the address was across the street from the station. And I looked out the window, strangely enough, there was nothing going on. Nothing. No fire, no fire trucks, no nothing. And they never printed a retraction of it. And it taught me to make sure, and I didn't carry the story because I looked out the window, which is not exactly the way you verify news stories in general, but in this particular case, nobody else had. The television station carried the news story. They didn't look out the window. And the next time it became even vaguely relevant was during the blackout in New York, and a lot of the stations were carrying the story that it was a terrorist attack. And I said, I'm not calling it that until there's at least 2 independent verifications. And as we know, that wasn't the story. And I never carried it. And you could say, well, it's easy. I'm not really primarily news. But, you know, I don't do it's too important. My credibility is too important to me. And I'm willing to be a little later in the queue if once the story has been verified. But I don't carry, and sometimes if there's a story that's breaking, but even then I'm really careful about it, because think of all the stories that have been carried that turned out not to be the case. Either the numbers were wrong, or the people were wrong, or the headline was wrong. So the whole point, and one of the reasons, even though one of my friends said, how come you're always bad-mouthing my colleagues? I said, I'm not bad-mouthing them, I'm just saying that you have to look at who's sponsoring the research, what the research really says. These glomming together of different researches over time, different countries, different researchers, different hypotheses, is not science. And it's not useful to people. It just gets you huge numbers that you can then massage any way you want. All right. So, Trevor, you're going to have to walk us through some of this, because I don't think that this is easy. Reverse image search. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, and I guess just to stipulate, I did see that a lot of the kind of quote-unquote easy steps that they offer to verify some of these stories aren't easy. But I figured to throw it up in there because, you know, like we've been doing, we've been talking about how to be kind of critical thinking.
Well, how, yeah, exactly. How to be a critical thinker.
Exactly, which I think a lot of people are just like, oh, my gosh. They like to be outraged, so they just grab on to these stories and they end up to be fake. And then, like you said, they just don't end up to be kind of followed up on.
Well, no, and nobody ever prints a retraction. Or if a retraction happens, it's printed like the original story's on above the fold on, assuming people said read newspapers, but the lead story. The retraction is printed like 14 things down after the Tide commercial.
Yeah.
All right, apparently, explain what a scrape is.
Scrape?
It's an old video.
Mm-hmm.
It's been downloaded from YouTube and re-uploaded by someone who fraudulently claims to be the original eyewitness.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody who is, you know, retelling a story in a way that's not telling the whole story. You know, kind of clickbait, essentially. You know,
apparently you can go to YouTube Data Viewer, and if you put the video's URL in it, the tool will extract the clip's update time, upload time, and all associated thumbnail images.
So you can see the kind of history of a clip.
Yep.
See what its real source is. If you're looking at the original iteration of the video, or if you're looking at it having been re-uploaded.
A lot of times.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something called an exchangeable image file. And apparently can be very useful if you're suspicious of the creator's account of the content's origins.
Yep.
I don't know. This seems too sophisticated for me. I can barely figure out. As I said, everybody who breaks into my computer is more sophisticated than I am, which is really irritating. Because they know how to send out, like, email blasts to invite people to a fake dinner party where everybody's really mad at me now. Because not only did I not have a dinner party, but I corrupted their computer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to send out an email blast, because I would send out one saying, don't open any emails for me. But, of course, that becomes counterproductive.
Yep.
But our point is, I mean, if you want to go to this, we could put up, if you're really sophisticated, I'm not sophisticated enough to be able to do all this. But what I am sophisticated enough to say, who sponsored it? What's the point? When did the data come out? And what are they really trying to prove here? And does their data support the headline? All right? You guys can do that as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.